government needs to work for all of us. We all need to be involved in some level, particularly many of us who are people of color. We need to sit at the table as we formulate those laws and those ordinances because we want to make sure that government is working for everyone.
That's Gloria Molina in 2021. She died yesterday of cancer. She was 74 years old. Until she was termed out nearly a decade ago, Gloria Molina was a member of the L.A. County Board of Supervisors for 23 years. She represented communities from East L.A. to parts of the San Gabriel Valley. Before that, she was a member of the State Assembly and the L.A. City Council. In all three offices, she was the first Latina. She is credited with spearheading many projects, including fighting for the green space that has become Grand Park, the park that stretches from the Disney Concert Hall down to City Hall. And that park will soon be renamed Gloria Molina Grand Park. Joining me now to remember her is former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Welcome back to Press Play, Mayor.
Hi, Madeline. It's great to be on NPR.
Well, it's great to have you back. And you knew her very well. You were the best man at her wedding. How did you meet her? And who was she to you as you were starting out in your career?
I first met her when she was working on the sterilization case that the Center for Law and Justice were the lawyers representing the women who had been forcibly sterilized. I was a community worker helping, you know, on the sidelines. So that's when I first met her. But I first really met her when I was working at the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. I was an investigator. So was her husband, Ron Martinez. And we were at an event. I think it was a ballroom of some sort. And he pointed to her and he said, I want to date her. And a few months later, they not only dated, but they got married. And I joke, I've known her for a very long time. And big joke that day is that he was late to his own wedding, and Gloria and her chief of staff, Alma Martinez, and all the really strong women around her were in the wedding, all screaming at me to get him to come, to get there as quickly as possible. That was my first introduction to how tough Gloria Molina could be. And one thing about her, whether you agreed with her or not, I think most people respected just how tough she was for her in fighting for her constituents, whether it was a prison, whether it was the Exide plant, whatever the issue was, she was there front and center, and she didn't care how difficult the challenge was.
Yeah, and she went up against the establishment, the Latino establishment, which was male-dominated, and how did she first enter politics, and what were some of the obstacles she had to overcome?
When she first ran, the old boys used to be all from Europe, but over time there were old boys of color, and she never was the top pick, and in no small part because I think women weren't in that room, and having been one of the few men, and I wasn't elected back then, with her at every turn, you had to marvel at just how tough she was and how focused she was at kicking the door down when they wouldn't open it.
Right. And so she was on the California State Assembly, then the L.A. City Council, and she won her seat back in 1987 on the L.A. City Council, and then on the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, an incredibly powerful position, which at the time, I think, was all male, right?
Yes. And, I'm not sure. I think Yvonne Braithwaite-Burt may have been on that board, or maybe just after her, but they were contemporaries for sure. What I can tell you is that, she was tough as nails. I was an ally. And as I said, one of the few male elected allies. There were others for shorter periods of time, but someone who's been with her throughout the years, I was afraid of her. I mean, even when I was mayor, I never lost a vote on the MTA board, but I'll tell you something, when she was on the other end, give me a verbal lashing, you shivered a little bit, when I was talking to her chief of staff Alma Martinez. And I said, do you remember that time you told me Gloria wants to see you? And I said, what about? And you said, I don't know. I said, well, come in with me. And she said, I'm not coming in with you. She was tough. She was tough. And I think, but always for the right causes.
Yeah, and she had an early ally in Maxine Waters, who was a supporter of her bid for the assembly, and really helped her. They helped each other, I suppose. And so she is also known as someone who is fearsome and a tart questioner. So,
also an ally and friend, and you know, when she gives you a piece of her mind, you stand and listen at attention. I think the two of them had that in common. And, you know, even when I was mayor, she'd come into my office and she'd give me an earful, and her chief of staff would say to me afterwards, sorry about that, you know. But, you know.
What would she give you an earful about? What was she fighting for when she was especially fearsome with you?
I don't remember the exact issue. I could just tell you there were so many of them that, you know, I was accustomed to getting, in Spanish, jalar tu oreja. She pulled my ear a lot. But I learned a lot from her. You know, she was impeccably honest. She taught me early on, stay away from contracts. You know, don't get involved. You know, she was a woman who was impeccable in terms of her integrity and her honesty. And I think that's an example that we should all follow when you look at the corruption that we've seen over the last decade in LA. And she'd have no part of that. No part of that.
Right. She really criticized Jose Huizar for being corrupt when she was running for his seat, and she didn't win. This was back in 2014, but she was very public about criticizing him. So
she was generally offended by those politicians that either enriched themselves or in some way benefited from, you know, not playing it on the straight and narrow. I had a great deal of respect for her, and I learned a lot from her. The other thing she was always focused on was constituent work. She taught me that, you know, when I first went to the assembly, she sent one of her staffers. She made it clear that constituent work is so important. So, you know, if you're a state assembly member and someone brought an issue from the city or the county or the federal government, you always followed that case. You didn't send it to the city, county, or state, or federal government. You kept the case and you stayed on top of it. And when it was resolved, you took it back to the constituent. And that was a powerful thing. I mean, you know, as an example, when I was mayor, most mayors didn't have as large a constituent services. And I don't care if you went to Harvard or Yale, you had to work in constituent services for a period of time. You had to answer those letters. I learned that from her. Mostly, you know, before me, they mostly, you know, sent it to the council member if it was a city thing. I didn't do that. And I learned that from her. And she didn't do that either. And she was as good as anyone at that constituent work.
Well, thank you for coming on the show today, Mayor.
It's always great to be with you, Madeline.
Former LA Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa remembering Gloria Molina, the LA County Board of Supervisors member who died yesterday at the age of 74. Coming up, why Congresswoman Maxine Waters is facing a defamation suit. Our Legal Eagle is here next on Press Play.